Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Great news. Macy's has everything you need for all your summer occasions, including the perfect outfit for graduation, your summer trip, or that end of the year summer wedding. I have one of those. It is formal black tie. Yikes. They're going to help me out. I'm also getting really excited for summer with Mac. I'm going to go to Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for my guy. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. They have all the poolside essentials. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Finally, they called our name. I walked by and I said, "You guys are so loud." So
you did not.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
there is no need to be that loud in a waiting room. Read the room. Look around. We all don't want to hear about your Thanksgiving and Christmas plans. We're trying to make our fucking own. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast.
Hi.
I got bangs.
She bangs. I would like to talk about waiting rooms and people using their waiting room voices.
We also both have thoughts on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Of course, we do. I got bangs, not because she has them, but maybe I did.
Karma's a Chiefs player coming home to me.
Whoa. Okay, and what else would you like to talk about today?
We're going to get things started with how was your week? Steve locked you out.
Oh, so welcome everyone to the Calm Down podcast. I might be peeing my pants because sweet Steve left the house and like a good little soldier, again, having been robbed, he locked all the doors as he should, but he locked me out and now I have to go to the bathroom so bad and he's not coming back for a few hours. So if I have to pee in the yard, okay or not okay?
I think peeing in the yard is fine.
Okay.
It's your yard.
My yard.
Your dogs pee in the yard.
Yep.
The problem is like the shimmy, shimmy shake because there's nothing to wipe with, you know?
Yeah.
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 The shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Can you imagine if the neighbor was just like randomly decided to look out the window and admire what a lovely day it is here in Southern California? And then he goes, Is that Carissa peeing in the yard? Because I'm going to tell
you. But aren't you guys in a weird like place anyways, you and the neighbor?
Jerry, if you listen to the podcast.
Jerry Jones?
Yeah. The other neighbor, I can't. Oh, that, thank God they're gone. They ended up selling the house. You know, guys know the fight that I had with the fence line and
sure.
The whole thing. No, Jerry's a dream. But during COVID, I was bored like everyone was. So I was like, I need to jazz this up around here. So I rented one of those huge fun playhouse things and there was slides that were going down like it was into like a pool thing and then dolphins were shooting up. So I got this text from Jerry. Are there dolphins in your backyard? It was great. Yes, Jerry, there are dolphins. And come on over. We're going slip and slide. You got to switch. I might do that again. It was so much fun. I don't know why I limited myself to doing that in COVID.
I wasn't invited either, which
no,
is weird.
Because you didn't like the significant other, which makes perfect
True.
Sense.
Mm-hmm. True.
No one does.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. So let's talk about what happened. You talked on the podcast last week about being so bored, wanting to change things up.
Yep.
You talked about cutting bangs. Steve was screaming for you not to do it yourself. I was screaming for you to put the scissors down. I just didn't want you to do it yourself. And our sweet, sweet Dominique did it. And thoughts, questions, and concerns?
Well, anyone that knows me or anyone that
knows you don't listen.
Knows I don't listen. But I also get very bored. That was the whole thing, is that I just, especially at this point in the season where you're getting like, I don't know, I'm just like bored looking at myself in the same way. So I either cut my hair or I like dye my hair. It's not because I'm going through something, you know, like the psychology. It's like, oh, are you unhappy? It's like, no,
you're going through
I'm
something.
So happy. That's why I'm going to do whatever I want to my head, my face, whatever. So I got bored with bangs because they're all like, my hair's jacked up because I chemically destroy it anyways. So I at least had Dominique cut them. And I love a change. This yep. is the most mild of all the changes. I usually will like do something very drastic. But yeah, they're fine. And here's what's great about them. You can put them down. You can, as Steve calls them, they're curtains of the face. You can go off to the side. And you can also pull them back again. So it's a small little change for to satisfy my salacious appetite for constant change. So yeah, they're great. And maybe they're terrible. And next week, I'll probably hate them, as you already know I will. But right now, I'm into them. And then it's one of those things that once you get something, you look around to see who else has them. So I went to this event, which is a great charity baby to baby the other night. And Heidi
Klum. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Heidi Klum was there. And she Ooh. Has bangs. So then I wanted to go up to her and be like, how do you style the bangs? And I was like, now is
what
not the time or place. But
bangs?
Like, what are your secret to your bangs? Your bangs.
Yeah.
Ricky Martin. Yeah. So if anyone listening has bangs, I would love to know techniques. Like when I wake up in the morning, they are crazy. Like these things are unruly. There is no waking up all cute with these things. So I just want to know any tips or tricks. This is where we're at in the podcast. Now, moving along.
Who do we think is our best bang wearer? Like who has
Taylor,
the best bangs?
Taylor has
Taylor's
great
got
bangs.
Bangs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not,
especially when she wears wear, you know,
kidding. She can pull off the bangs. It's not for everyone. I don't even think it's for me,
can.
But I'm just doing it. So, you know, that's that. But yeah. Thank you guys for appreciating something as trivial as hairstyles, because, you know, why not?
I think I'm scarred from bangs because I had a severe bang for most of my childhood. And it started probably at the back portion of my head. I just had a straight bang. And then I was feathering, and then I was pulling. Like, it was just tragic. It was tragic. Then I was doing that. Then I was burning my forehead. Yeah, it was just bad. That's why I think
curling iron
have a
burn.
Bang PTSD. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely
and then I
there.
Decided to grow them out my first year in college, and that looked like shit. And it was just, yeah. I feel like I went through a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not for everyone. Yeah. And again, like I said, it's probably not for me, but it is right now because why not? You, my dear, have had a day. Would you like to decompress here and use this as your cathartic therapy?
Yeah, it's just going to be a little bit of a rant. We had to wake up early today to go to a multi-doctor visit, and it was great. Great, you know, everybody's good, but it was going to be a long morning because we had to go see this one doctor that led to this one specialist that led to this one. And here's my thing. I get it. I knew it was going to be a long morning. That's fine. I probably should have eaten something that would have helped my attitude, but here's where I have an issue. We're in a waiting room. Mm-hmm. It's crowded. Mm-hmm. Use your fucking waiting room voice. Mm-hmm. There is no need, much like the nail salon, to get in a full conversation about what did we do for Christmas last year? Oh yeah, we went to Bel Air and we did this and we had this. And well, you know, the actor's strike is over and SAG this and SAG that. And I don't know if we're going to, you know,
pants.
But everyone, I knew everything about this couple sitting next to me. I just kept saying, and Jared's like, I know they're loud. I even recorded it for you and Ryan uh-huh. and sent it to you
she
and
did.
Ryan because I was like, the nerve. Finally, they called our name. I walked by and I said, you guys are so loud.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
there is no need to be that loud in a waiting room. Read the room. Look around. We all don't want to hear about your Thanksgiving and Christmas plans. We're trying to make our fucking own. Read the room. It just pissed me off.
It is rude. It is rude. And I will catch myself. I got to admit, this is a safe space. At the nail salon the other day, I brought my nieces. My family was in town for a couple of days. I felt terrible because they were already going to be down here and it wasn't like I invited them down
God,
here. And then
I
they
didn't
like,
even ask you about yeah, that.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. They came down, but it was like they were and they're normal and they get it. And they're like, oh, you're in the middle of your season. But I am not Little Miss Social, but I just happened to have these plans this weekend that were already set. So I
sure.
felt bad that I really didn't get to spend as much time with them as I would have liked. But they understand, okay, it's fine. But I took my nieces to the nail salon. Well, I want to catch up with them. So I was that person at the nail salon that was like, so tell me about your seventh grade class. You have friends in your class. And then as I'm asking Avery these questions, I'm realizing that I'm like the old aunt. There's a time in kids' life where it goes from like, you're the cool, fun aunt where you're young and you're like taking them to go shopping or whatever, to now I'm the aunt that I'm like, I don't know. Are we making out with people? Are we like, I don't know what 13-year-olds these days are doing. So this is how I'm talking. I'm like, so who's in your class? Any of your friends? She's probably like, yeah, I got friends in my class, you weirdo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then at one point I was like, do I just like not know how to talk to my own nieces at this point? And Alyssa's great. She's like 22 and she gets everything and she's so quick and so funny. But to add insult to injury, Vicky was also at the nail salon. Our girlfriend, Vicky, she's not quiet. And then Julie, our other friend, was at the nail salon. Anyone that was in the Zumani Nails on Main Street this weekend, I'm sorry, because it was embarrassing. I should have bought everyone their manicures because you should have heard us too, because the things we were also talking about were not appropriate. Across the room at one point yelling. So I apologize. I was the person in the waiting room. I need to go back to what was their reaction when you said you guys are so loud?
I don't even care. I just said it and I walked away. And Jarrett was like, oh my God. Why? He knew I had to get one dig in. I was so pissed off. And it like, read the room and read my glare at you where I was wanted to be like, oh, really? Oh, really? What kind of stuffing are you getting this year that you didn't like last year that you had a Bel Air? We've been here for 3 hours. Shut up.
Lower your voice. Yeah, that's a tough one. Because it's the last place you want to be and you don't want to hear somebody else's conversation.
No, although quiet.
But then this is where I'm a little bitchy McBitch. I would then start having my conversation with Jared and be even louder. So, honey, what do you want to do for Thanksgiving this year? Let's just start a waiting room war. Lady, you want to be loud? I can be louder. I don't know. It's fine.
Lady.
Look, lady. Call me.
I love her Heather McMahon when she reenacts stories. She makes up a name so quick. Really, Betsy? Well, that's how I feel about Jeffrey. Like, she's so quick with fake names. It's awesome. Anywho. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Anywho, I swear I'm not that cold of a bitch because you know what? there are some things that actually make me excited, make me feel like a little girl, make me love love. And you and I have kind of texted to each other about it, but I want to set the scene about what has just rocked the internet over the weekend. Saturday night, night before our game, we all go to a dinner, great time. The car ride on the way back to our hotel. Uh-huh. What's that?
I said, where were you guys at? And I remembered it was Dallas.
Albanese. What a time. Great food, great cocktails, great fellowship, all the things. So we're in the car and it's Greg, his daughter, Kevin, Jillian, myself, headed to the Hoodie. And all of a sudden I go, oh my God. And Greg's obviously obsessed with the Taylor Travis story. And we see the footage of her coming off stage and running into his arms. And I got to tell you, I was feeling good. I had about 2-3 cocktails in me. And you know what this cold, nasty girl that is like talking about people being loud in the waiting room did? I watched it like 30 times in my room. I loved it so much. I thought it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. You know why? Because all girls, I don't care how much you complain about people in the waiting room or our tomboys, girls love, love.
Yes, I'm with you. I did watch it. I wondered, I was like, is this embarrassing how many times I've rewatched this? Only because
30 times.
I had questions, and I left you a voice note about this. I had questions about, okay, does she know that he's standing over here? Because you know what I would be doing the second I got off stage after just rocking Buenos Aires,
where's
Argentina?
No.
I'd be like, where is he? Oh. So I have time to get a breath mint. So I have time for someone to spray me down with some perfume. Because you know the scene in Bridesmaids when she wakes up in the morning and she puts makeup on and then like effortlessly lays there? I have done that. I have done that.
Sandra Bullock in The Proposal.
After hooking up with a guy, I 100% have done that in my life where you want to look all cute. But I'm like, I would not want to jump into his arms smelling like that's a workout out there for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
And whatever. And it's like, I would want a mint, stuff my bra, mint, spray. And like, so I don't know. Like, did she have time to like...
So I brought up these concerns to Greg Olson. I told him, you're very concerned about this.
Yeah.
And here's Greg's thought. I mean, here's Greg who plays in a 3-4 hour game. You know, I've seen him with a bloody nose, snot, you know, burgers, all the things, snot rockets. He goes, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, you come running to me and you're sequin, bad breath. I don't care.
Really?
I'm not saying she has bad breath. She's Taylor Swift. I don't feel like she does. But like, I know that's how you and I are. I can't talk to an athlete post game without like 50 Listerine tabs, you know?
No, it's so compulsive.
He goes, no, I wouldn't care. Yeah. Wow. We're psycho. So we're not rocking a stage of 100,000 people. But what did you love the most about it? Go on your tangent.
Okay. I love that she can be this global superstar and he can be, you know, the face of the NFL and so cool and so nice and wonderful. But it's that scene from Notting Hill and Julia Roberts just says to Hugh Grant, I'm just a girl waiting for a boy to love me. And it's that thing where
because
it's like you could be this massive star. You can be a billionaire. But what do you want? You want the one thing you can't buy, which is love. And money can't buy me love. Can't Buy Me Love is a great movie. Oh, my God. Patrick Dempsey and Cindy Mancini, the captain of the cheerleaders. What a fantastic movie that is. But
we may have to ask for him to be on this podcast.
We should, because that movie, I wanted to save up $1,000 and buy that suede outfit. And then it's like, Bobby, the boyfriend from Iowa. And the message of that movie is so good, too. And they're like picking on him, but then he becomes the coolest guy in school. If you guys have never seen this, because the listeners might be like young and cool and hip, this is an 80s cult movie that's just fantastic. Anyways, you can't buy love. Well, actually, some people could. I might be bought the next time around. But in this particular case, I just love that they could have anything they want. And I hope they are in love when people are like, oh, is it real? I don't know. I wouldn't get my ass on a plane and fly to Argentina if I didn't, you know, want to hook up with my girlfriend or boyfriend and really like them. I just think it was really sweet. And it was, I don't know. I just love them. And I hope that it's like forever and ever. And if it's not, it'll be fun while it lasted. So good for both of you. And by the way, Travis, you're so fucking cute with her father and like just
so
that,
cute.
Yeah. And you know how we feel about our dads and like just that whole dynamic.
Yes.
We've seen Donna with her and it's like, I just love it. I love the whole thing and his sweet little face when she changed the lyric and he was like this. And he's just
adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was saying to Greg was watching it over and over. And again, Greg is, you know, the tight end connection, mm-hmm. tighter with him. Get it. Their ends are tighter than, you know, but
yeah, anyone.
He just was like, she loves him. And I was like, she should. Like, it's all the things we said, you know, when we so-called hooked them up. But I was just thinking, like, and I said this to Jarrett, like, I mean, I don't know her personal life. Don't claim to know it, but she's never had
a man.
Mm-hmm. Like,
he
is a lot of man. Like, he's a man. And he is standing there. And like you said,
if
to his credit,
man.
Yes. And he's like jamming out with her dad. And I think all of us, you know, all of us can relate to rocking the stage and changing the lyric. But no, every girl has looked in the mirror, sang a song, changed it about the guy she likes. And
she
was so like,
I've never
kinda,
done that.
Oh, that's weird. I have. I do it about Mac and Howie all the time.
What songs are you changing the lyrics to?
I can't wait to be king for Howie or for Mac. Oh.
And I just can't wait to be king.
But I just thought, getting back to Tay Tay, and I just how she like was so like the Chiefs player. Like, it was just so sweet. And I loved how he stood there with his arms behind his back and she came running.
That was a move. Was
so
sexy.
What a move, Trav.
Okay, here's the
deal.
Forget
about the end zone.
Guys,
you scored 6 points there, pal.
Oh, you know what it was? Because it was, I'm
chivalrous.
Fucking cool, I'm hot, I'm all these things, and I'm going to put my hands behind my back, and I'm going to wait for my lady to run to me, and then I'm going to grab her, and I'm going to kiss her. The hands behind the back. Who knew?
So, what a move. Yeah. I said to Jarrett, and I was like making him, you know, because obviously he loves Travis, and he thinks he's such a great dude, and we were talking about his swagger and him being there, and I said, babe, how he was, you know, in the arena, and just jamming out to her, and just standing there. Isn't that how you are with me every time I do a sideline hit? And he's like, I go, you don't even know my ass is on television. And he's like, why watch? Sometimes. And then I got into this whole tangent about, you know, Travis is there. He's waiting. His woman's rocking this Argentina. She's rocking the stage. And I said, shit, I tried to get you down on the field at SoFi during Matthew's game. And he walked down on the field and the guy goes, excuse me. And he goes, oh, I have a pass. I'm with Fox. And the guy like puts his hands on him and he goes, whoa. And the guy goes, we arrest people like you. And he goes, my wife's on the field. She's doing reporting right now. And he goes, I don't care. And then he like radios for someone who goes, what should we do with this guy? He just won 2 Stanley Cups for your city. Cut to, I looked over and it's like the end of the game. And I said to my security for Fox, I go, where's Jarrett? And they go, had a little problem. He'll meet you over at the car. We get to the car at SoFi. This was weeks ago. This
oh,
was
like,
the,
wait, when? Yeah. When did this
when
happen?
When was this? Oh, this was the Philadelphia Rams game.
You didn't tell me about this.
And he told Matthew, remember we went to dinner and he goes, hey, I almost got arrested at your game the other day. I get to the car.
Where was I?
And I was like, where were you? And he goes, babe, I tried to get on the field. I walked on with my Fox pass and the guy said, we arrest people like you. And he goes, I'm not a streaker.
Oh,
so then
we arrest people like you.
Yeah. And he goes, what if I had gotten arrested here? I said, I'll tell you what would have happened if you had gotten arrested here. I would have run into the Rams locker room and screamed for Matthew and Sean McVay to get you out of whatever jail you're in at SoFi.
Hey, SoFi security, the only people you should be arresting are the strippers that are over here while we're trying to play a football game. And I've got thoughts on that, but I will reserve judgment. No, I won't.
Well,
lock it up.
Then there's that. Lock it up. So then, speaking of almost getting locked up, as Jared's explaining this to me and Fox security by the car, we've got our escape that we're in with the cops. One of the cops gets off his motorcycle to come over and talk to us. And I go, oh my God, are you getting arrested now? The cop goes, Jared Stoll, huge fan. Thanks for the cops. They go, where were you when he almost got arrested? Meanwhile, Travis is, you know, a king at Taylor's show. This guy's getting arrested at SoFi. The parallel's not really there, but.
Yeah. Your husband is arrested. Travis is being invited on stage to perform with her. Oh my God. I didn't know that happened.
Karma is the Chiefs player coming home to me. Karma's the Kings player getting arrested for being a streaky.
I don't know.
You nailed it. You nailed it. I can see why you sing and change up the lyrics.
This is done.
I can see why you do that. I didn't know that happened to him, which is hysterical because the last time Jarrett was at SoFi, he was sauntering on the field with Kim Kardashian.
With Kim
so
K.
How did we go from Jarrett's babysitting Kim's kids on the field to getting almost arrested? A lot
touching
has transpired.
Saint on the head. I'm like, get your hands off Saint. What are you doing?
Peace be with you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you little cutie.
Anyways, we loved it. We were happy for them. I thought it was so cute. Her running to him and her sequence, amazing.
And you know what? I don't want to fucking hear. I don't want to hear, oh, he's flying all the way to Argentina. I'll tell you what. He's stretched out on a private plane. He's fine. You can go wherever you
want.
Wherever you want during your bye week. No, just everyone stop looking for reasons to hate this because I'm over it. It's cute. Did you see what Gronk had an interview with Billy Bush and was like saying how much he loved it? Here's the thing. Again, my headline of this, it's innocent. No one's being harmed in their love. So just if you don't like it, just shut up about it because we like it and we'll keep talking about it.
Hey, we didn't get to go to her show and that was my bad. I just had a kid. Getting back was hard. So I really want to go when football is over to her show.
Wherever it's at.
I think I want to go to the London show.
Let's
go. Do you want to go to that one?
I'll go anywhere.
Do you think she would say, Karma is my favorite calm down post coming home to me?
Okay, you're done singing. You're cut off.
Okay.
Lock it up. I want to see her in concert. I do, because
I want to go so bad.
Well, that's not true. I saw her in concert years ago.
I did too. I've gone to two of her shows. I almost don't want to go to the movie yet.
No, we're not going to the movie. No, we're not.
I
want to
see the real thing.
Yeah. Who said anything about going to the movie? We're not doing that.
I know. I was thinking about going to the movie in Buffalo because I think I'm going to be there for 2 days.
No. No,
this is
a joint venture. You can't just. Right. I didn't go to the show without you. I was here. I couldn't wait. You think I was going to do that?
What is it? London? We're going to. Where should we go?
I'll go anywhere, and I still need to go see Usher. Three concerts I want to see: Adele, Usher, and Taylor
Swift.
He ends
tomorrow.
I know. I'm very upset about that.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So real quickly, recap for us. Last week, you were in Dallas. Okay, where are you going this week?
I'm going to the home of Greg Olson. I'm going to Charlotte.
Wow.
I have Cowboys at Panthers.
That'll be close.
They're probably retiring his number.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to Baltimore for Ravens, awesome Bengals. How about the finish to some of these games this week? Incredible. While Kevin was not listening to my highlights, I was recapping some great finishes. Like a lot of them came down to the very end. That Ravens game where they ended up losing to the Browns. Then you had, which at one point the Browns were down, I think they were like down 14, but they scored 14 points in a minute and a half to get back into that thing. Then the Bengals game and CJ Stroud. Let's just
talk about CJ Stroud.
Good for you. Good for freaking you, young man.
Ooh.
Nothing looks too big for him. He looks like he's been playing in the league for 10 years. Anyone that doesn't know sports and listens to our podcast, CJ Stroud is a rookie.
Houston.
It is unheard of to come in and play the way that he's been playing. He has only thrown two interceptions.
Whoa.
There are quarterbacks that have been in an MVP conversation that throw two interceptions in the first half. This young man is playing lights out with a brand new coach, new system, new player. Everything is new. Everyone talks in the NFL, like when you get there, the speed of the game, all this kind of stuff. This guy looks like he has time to file his nails while he runs the offense. He is poised, and I just love his demeanor about, we've talked about a little bit on here,
like,
about loving the city. And when he gets on that podium postgame, he just seems grateful, but not in a way of like, cheesy. I don't know. I just like everything about him. So I'm happy to see his success. Although I was upset the Bengals lost because my three-game parlay, I had the Bengals winning. Ugh. I have not been on a good roll. These things keep happening that my three-game parlays get blown up. So anyways, DraftKings, the crown is not yours because I lost that one, but I'll pull it together this week.
I don't know what a parlay is, but that sounds bad.
Parfait for you.
Parfait. I would love that. I really want to read this article in The Athletic. I sent it to Jarrett to remind myself. It was about CJ Stroud. How would CJ Stroud evaluate a quarterback coming out of college? He already has it mapped out. Here's a quote from it, and this is why I want to read it. I'd never draft a quarterback who didn't play another sport growing up. I'd never draft a quarterback without talking to his teammates first, and I'd have to sit down with him and watch film. I would make him explain where the rules stop and where the instincts kick in. I'm into this kid. I can't wait to read this article. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me.
D'Amico Ryans had a quote, you don't pick guys based on a test, especially a test we don't even ascribe to. The most important thing about a quarterback to me is what his teammates say about him. That's
100%.
That stuff you can't fake. I love D'Amico Ryans. I love CJ Stroud. I'm pumped for the people that work for Houston. I'm into all of it.
Me too. And by the way, fuck that test. Like, how dare you? Like, honestly, like, if I had to take an IQ test before I did my job,
please,
I wouldn't have
that
a job.
For IG.
Like, seriously,
how dare you?
The nerve! Aren't you embarrassed? Like, that is so rude. Okay, I understand. Like, we have talked. The hardest position in sports to me is the quarterback position. Not because I played it, but because we've talked to the people that have played it at the highest level. And being able, you have to know not every, like everything you guys on your team are doing, every position, everything that the defense is doing, adjusting at the line of scrimmage, getting it off before the play clock expires, listening to your coach in the headset. Like, there's a million things going on. I understand that intellect is a part of that. But to that quote in the article, to D'Amico's quote, what is this test? I'm not even smart enough to know what the goddamn test is. Like, why are we doing that? It doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm clearly fired up about it. But I'm happy for you, CJ Stroud.
How dare you?
It's very rude. So what else? The NFL getting his... Oh, my God. If you liked points, that Detroit Lions-Chargers game.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Didn't see any highlights of it yet. Still need to.
Well, you would have heard the highlights had you been listening to me.
I was listening.
When? The first half you were listening. Second half, she checked.
I don't know where I was second half. My God. Here's a good behind the scenes story. So I really had to pee. I mean, we all know I'm trying to hold it. And then I was just
you and me both. I'm going in the yard.
I was like, I got to pee and I'm not going to go on the field. I'm going to go find a toilet behind the scenes. So I ran to go find a potty. But before I went to go potty, one of the PR guys from from the Dallas Cowboys, love that PR staff, said to me, CD Lamb is one catch away from breaking the NFL record for the first player with 10 plus catches and 150 plus receiving yards for three straight games. Blah, blah, blah. Not blah, blah, blah to that. But I was like, oh, wow. God, I got to pee. So I ran to the bathroom, but I still have my ear in, my IFB. And I can hear Greg and Kevin in break as I'm in the stall, like, you know, squatting and like, God, I gotta hurry. Don't pee on my pants. Things like that.
Yeah.
I can hear Kevin and Greg go, everybody's out, but CeeDee Lamb, why is he still in? This is so weird.
Oh, and you and wanted like, to say,
I can't say anything.
I don't know.
I'm like full pee. And then I'm going to flush the toilet. And I'm like, shoot. And then you guys, we have these IFB packs that are connected mm-hmm. to our back. So I'm trying to pull it up, you know, not zip my underwear and all the things. Yeah. Hurry and washing my hands. They come back. Oh, welcome back. CeeDee Lamb's still in the game. We don't know why. I'm running and I'm like, because he's trying to break a record. CeeDee Lamb just broke a record. I'm like, damn it. I said to Kevin, I apologized to Kevin in the airport. I go, man, I was trying to tell you, but I was taking a pee that was 3/4 too long and it was a long one.
Oh my God. That's so great. As you're out of breath.
Yeah.
What was I going to say as you're doing? Oh, the other, because you said record, it made me think of Christian McCaffrey. I wanted him
How
to score.
How cute is he?
Christian McCaffrey's record was 17 consecutive games with a touchdown. And he needed, obviously, one yesterday to break the record. And they kept him in the game. It was a blowout game against Jacksonville. And they kept him into the very end. And Kyle Juszczyk ended up getting the last one. But I wanted him to get that so bad. I was like, come on. And I don't know if those guys really care. I know in the post game he like made a joke like everyone scored but me, but I don't know. I think that's a good one. And then you think about this. We're talking, I mean, you mentioned Carolina and I had them last Thursday with Chicago. Like, I forget that Christian McCaffrey was on the Panthers and he was on the Panthers last year.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey was on the Panthers, but I feel mm-hmm. like he's been with the San Francisco 49ers forever because he gets traded last year midway through the year. And it just, now that I've seen him with them, I'm like, oh, he's always been on the 49ers. So it's just weird to think that feels like 100 years ago for that organization to have him. But, oh, my God. Okay, so I'm going to Baltimore. And
I'm excited.
What? I got to check the weather. I'm trying to be better about that.
I'll look for it right now for you. Hold on.
I think it's going to be cold, but...
Oh, yeah. And plus, that stadium's on the water, girl. It's always windy, too. Hold on.
Windy.
Baltimore.
Okay, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that was the game we had against the Detroit Lions, and the wind gusts were insane because it's right off the water. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold
that blew
your
out of a
game. Oh, boy.
Very tired.
Yeah.
What?
I hope you have a coat.
I have your coat from last year that I still need to return to you. How rude.
I may need it for my Philly-San Francisco game.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, how rude am I to not return that?
Stop it. So Thursday at 8 o'clock, your game's at 8 o'clock. What time are you on air? 7?
Yeah.
It's going to be 54. 8 o'clock, it'll be about 53. It's really going to dip at about 51 or 50 when that John Deere tractor is behind you guys mm-hmm. circling as you're trying mm-hmm. to wrap
that
it up.
That doesn't feel like that cold.
No, it's not going to be that bad. I'm excited. But you got to factor in the wind chill. There's going to be some wind.
Always got to factor in the wind chill, this gal.
You know, mm-hmm. in your neck of the woods.
When you do the weather with Al Roker, you make sure that you know what a barometer
it
is.
In, gal.
Factor in the wind chill. She has no idea what a parlay is or an over or under in gambling.
Nope.
But wind chill, humidity, and barometer, I'll take weather for 100.
You should be good. High is 65 that day, low is 48. It's going to be a little chilly on Wednesday when you guys go to your little crew dinsy, but it's going to warm up on Thursday. I'm very excited for you for that weather.
How adorable were we this week that not only did we do a dinner, but Sweet Taylor Rooks organized. We went to a comedy club. We went to the Laugh Factory.
Cute. I know that.
We did. We went to the Laugh Factory.
The last laugh.
Exactly. Last comic standing. Sit down. It was so fun. Like, I love.
That's so cute.
Well, first of all, I love and I love laughing. But I got it. Mm-hmm. I got to hand it to anyone that's listening that's a stand-up comedian. Good for you. Because it takes a lot of balls to get up there. And you know the jokes aren't always hidden. You know what I mean? Like, there's like the first few ones are, you know, this isn't like marquee comedians and they're working through some new material, but you can tell right away when someone gets up there and they're going to be good because it's like right off the bat, they're like, yeah, fuck. All right. And their body language and like their whole thing. Like there was this guy that was phenomenal. He was so
really?
Good. I got to get his name. But yeah, it reminded me. I was like, I got to go to, we should, let's go to and do that more often. It's so fun. You never leave a comedy club and be like, oh, that was shitty. I mean, maybe some of them aren't all great, but like, you're laughing. It's great. Great entertainment.
Yeah. If we did a stand-up routine, which I think is really our life every day, what's like the first story you would start with? And then I'll answer.
You're receiving this very prestigious Pat Summerall Award from St. Jude's, and you're the first woman to ever be a recipient of it.
We're in a fucking huge fight.
I'm supposed to host this event, and the night before, we're motherfucking each other. So I would start with that, because it is such a... literally, you guys, and I know we've said this before, but if you haven't heard this episode of the podcast, I'm like this. I'm like, you're like this. And you're like, you're like this. And I was like, yeah, well, no one ever tells you that you're this, and no one ever tells you... So we're just like... Vroom, hey, like grenades at each other. Then cut to, and everyone, please put your hands together for the great Erin Andrews.
It was, and like, all she's such, done like, for the community and the job.
She's the most amazing gal. Like, the juxtaposition of MFing you to honoring you in a 10-hour span, that's what I would start the routine with. I think you should start the routine with your McDonald's order or your fast food order, because that was very good.
I think I would start with, I don't know.
Take
it's
your
not
time.
That funny. I was going to say how much I hold, like I peed my pants on the sidelines before from laughing so hard because there's nowhere to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Anyways, now that's not a funny
story. Okay,
story.
We'll work through it.
I gotta work on this. Next week, I'll work on it.
I had to do stand-up comedy for Harris Casino when I worked at Best Damn Sports Show. There was like this, I know you've heard the story 100 times, but a new comedy club opened. So I had to go and do 3 minutes on stage. And I think I'm generally funny.
Hi.
Call me. I think I'm so much
funnier
now.
How long did 3 minutes sound or feel? How long did
hour.
It feel?
Felt like an hour. And no one's laughing. No one was laughing. I mean, literally, the only thing they laughed at was me going, everyone should turn around because all the jokes flew over your head and they're on the wall behind you.
Hey!
And then the set was over. But I was like, I think I'd be really funny now because I've had a lot of life experience. Like, back then, it's like, what am I doing? So... yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll take our act to the streets, gal. You know, really work it out. I'm going to take my ass to the yard and pee.
Okay.
I love you. I'm
love
glad
you
that you're... Turn that frown upside down. Turn that frown upside down. And shut up in the waiting room. Love you guys. Have a great week, everyone.
Karma Hissy's host speaking out to me.
Cute. That was a good one.
No, you're done singing. I don't know why we keep going back to it. Like, it's... Bye. Call me. The best is I can only wink with my left eye. So he was walking this way, so I had to turn and go, call me. Like, make a real concerted effort so he could see the wink. It's my new move. If you see me winking, say call me. I don't mean it. Bye.
My man. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.